36. Mary Alice.
"Not yelling, please,"
said the one who held her, and then he took his hand away from her mouth.
"Where is it?"
Eddie's pale eyes.
"There,"
Chia said, pointing. She could see the ragged edge of blue and yellow plastic sticking up out of her open bag. Then she saw that Mary Alice was asleep on the pink bed, curled up with her high-heeled shoes still on, clutching a pillow to her face. The top of the little fridge was covered with empty miniature bottles. Eddie took a black and gold pen from his coat pocket and went to the bag. He bent over it and used his pen as a probe, moving the plastic aside so he could see.
"It's here," he said. "Is there?"
The other hand was still holding Chia's shoulder down, where she sat on the carpet.
"This is it," Eddie said. "Stay putting."
The hand left her shoulder, and the man, who must have been kneeling behind her, got up and joined Eddie, peering into Chia's bag. He was taller and wore a tan suit and fancy Western boots, big bones in his face, his hair a lighter blonde than Eddie's, a reddish, crescent-shaped birthmark high on his right cheekbone.
"How you are being sure?"
"Jesus, Yevgeny!"
The man in the tan suit straightened up, looked at Mary Alice, bent to pull the pillow away from her face.
"How is your woman sleeping on bed in this room, Eddie?"
Eddie saw that it was Mary Alice.
"Fuck," he said. "You are telling us girl and your woman is incidental? You are telling us they meet on plane is only accident? Is accident your woman is here? We do not like accident."
Eddie looked from Mary Alice to the man, he must be Russian, to Chia.
"What the fuck is this bitch doing here?"
Like it had to be Chia's fault.
"She found us," Chia said. "She said she knew somebody at the cab company."
"No," said the Russian. "We know somebody at cab company. Is too much incident."
"We got it, okay?" Eddie said. "Why do you want to complicate things?"
The Russian rubbed his cheek as though the birthmark might come off in his hand.
"Please consider," he said. "We are giving you isotope. You want to know is isotope, you can test. You are giving us this."
He poked the sharp toe of his cowboy boot into the side of Chia's bag.
"How are we sure?"
"Yevgeny,"
Eddie said very calmly,
"you must know that deals like this require a certain basis of trust."
The Russian considered that.
"No," he said. "Basis not good. Our people trace this girl to Big Rocker Band. What is she working for, Eddie? Tonight we send people to talk to them. They fall on us like fucking wolves. One man I am still losing."
"I don't work for Low Res," Chia said. "I'm just in the club. Mary Alice put that thing in my bag when I was asleep on the plane."
Masahiko groaned, sighed, and seemed to go back under. Eddie still had the stun gun in his hand.
"You ready for another jolt?"
he asked Masahiko, super tense and angry.
"Eddie,"
Mary Alice said from the bed,
"you ungrateful piece of shit."
Sitting up on the edge of the bed with her cigarette lighter held in both hands, pointing it straight at Eddie. Eddie stiffened. You could see something run through him, freezing him there.
"Some basis,"
said the Russian.
"Jesus, Mary Alice," Eddie said. "Where'd you get that? You got any idea how illegal that is here?" "Awful Russian boy," she said. "Exit holes the size of grapefruit."
Mary Alice didn't sound drunk exactly, but something about the look in her reddened eyes told Chia she was. Some very scary kind of drunk.
"You think you can just use people up, Eddie? use him up and throw him away?
She used the toe of one shoe to get the other off, then used her toe to get the first shoe off. She stood up in her stocking feet, swaying just a little bit, but the gun-shaped lighter stayed straight out from her shoulders, the way cops did it on television. Eddie still had the stun gun in his hand.
"Make him throw that black thing away, Mary Alice,"
Chia urged.
"Drop it,"
Mary Alice said, and it seemed to give her pleasure to say it, something she'd been hearing people say on shows all her life, and now she was getting to say it herself, and mean it. Eddie dropped it.
"Now, kick it away."
That's the other half of the line, Chia thought. The stun gun wound up a few feet from Chia's knee, beside her goggles, which were upside down on the carpet, still cabled to her sandbenders. She could see the twin flat rectangles on the opaque lens faces, simple video units. If Zona went to Chia's system software and activated those now, she'd get a bug's-eye view of Mary Alice's stocking feet, Eddie's shoes, the Russian's cowboy boots, and maybe the side of Masahiko's head.
"Ungrateful," Mary Alice said. "Ungrateful shit. Get in that bathroom."
She came around so the lighter was pointing at Eddie and the Russian, but with the open bathroom door behind them.
"I know you're upset." "Shit. Shit goes in the toilet, Eddie. Get in the bathroom."
Eddie took a step backward, his palms up, in what he probably thought looked like an appeal to reasonableness and understanding. The Russian took a step back, too.
7 fucking years, Mary Alice said. 7! You weren't shit when I met you. God, you and that uppity mobile talk, you make me sick. Who paid the fucking rent? Who bought the meals? Who bought you your fucking clothes, you vain piece of shit? You and your uppity mobile and your image, and you gotta have a smaller fucking phone than the next guy because I'm telling you, honey, you sure as fuck don't have a bigger dick.
Mary Alice's hands were shaking now, but really just enough to make the lighter look even more dangerous.
"Mary Alice," Eddie said. "You know, I know everything you've done for me, everything you've contributed to my career. It doesn't leave my mind for a minute, baby, believe me, it never does. And all of this is a misunderstanding, baby, just a rough patch on the highway of life. And if you will only just put down that fucking gun and have a nice drink like a civilized person..." "Shut the fuck up!"
Mary Alice screamed at the top of her lungs, the words all run together. Eddie's mouth snapped shut, like a puppet's.
7 fucking years,
Mary Alice said, making it sound like some children's charm.
7 fucking years, and 2 of them here, Eddie. 2 of them here, and flying back and fucking forth for you, Eddie, and coming back, and it's always light here.
Tears came, streaking Mary Alice's makeup.
"Everywhere. Couldn't sleep for all the light, like a fog over the city. Get in the bathroom."
Mary Alice taking a step forward, Eddie and the Russian taking one back. Chia reached over and picked up the stun gun. She wasn't sure why. It had a pair of blunt chrome fangs on one end, a red ridged stud on one edge. She was surprised at how little it weighed. She remembered the ones the boys at her school had made from those disposable flash cameras.
"And it always finds me, that light," Mary Alice said. "Always. No matter what I drink, what I take on top of that, it finds me, and it wakes me up. It's like powder blows in under the door. Nothing to do about it. Gets in your eyes. In all that brightness, falling."
Eddie was half back through the doorway now, the Russian behind him, actually in the bathroom, and Chia didn't like that because she couldn't see the Russian's hands. She heard the ambient birdsong start as the bathroom sensed the Russian.
And you put me there, Eddie. That Shinjuku. You put me where that light could get me. And I could never get away.
And then, Mary Alice pulled the trigger. Eddie screamed, a weird shrill sound bouncing off the black and white tiles. That must have covered the click of the lighter, which hadn't even produced a flame. Mary Alice didn't panic. She held her aim and calmly pulled the trigger again. She got a light that time, but Eddie, with a howl of rage, swatted the lighter aside, grabbed Mary Alice by the throat, and started pounding her in the face with his fist, the howl resolving into, "Bitch! Bitch! Bitch!" in sync with each blow. And that was when Chia, without really thinking about it, came up from where she'd been sitting for so long that she found her legs were asleep and didn't work, so that she had to turn her lunge into a roll and roll again before she could jam the chrome tips of the stun gun against Eddie's ankle and push the red stud. She wasn't sure it would work on an ankle or through his sock, but it did, maybe because Eddie wore those really thin socks. But it got Mary Alice, too, so that they seemed to jerk together, toppling into each other's arms. And the dark blur that flew past Chia then was Masahiko, who pulled the door shut on the Russian, grabbed the knob with both hands, and jumped up, jamming one paper-slippered foot against the wall, the other against the door, and hung there.
"Run,"
he said, his arms and legs straining. Then his hands slipped off the round chrome knob, and he landed on his ass. Chia saw the knob start to turn. She put the fangs of the stun gun against the doorknob and pushed the stud, and kept pushing it.